This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
When I get there, I'm gonna give him a little hug, put him down. I ain't gonna do nothing too crazy. But I'm gonna let him know I'm gonna get there though. It's gonna be all love.
I know you're gonna hustle.
No love for love, baby.
No love for love. That's Grady Jarrett mic'd up. Was that earlier this year, Charlie?
That was. Yep.
Mic'd up against the Packers. Just now he's a damn bear. Wonderful. Just wonderful. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Charlie Usen, producer over there. Time now to look at the Chicago Bears, what they've done in free agency, their offseason a little bit, and look ahead to the NFL draft. Our guy, David Haw from Mully and Haw and 670 The Score, joins us. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. Thanks for coming on, Mr. Haw. How are you?
Grady Jarrett's the perfect bear, isn't he? I'm glad to join you, Sparky. How are you?
Yeah, I mean... Can you explain to me, before we get to all this stuff, what's the deal with Ben Johnson talking crap right off the start? Like, what was that all about in the opening press conference? I mean, we haven't seen anything like that kind of like Lovie since, what, Lovie Smith?
Yeah, but it's just in fun. Ben Johnson commanded the room. He's feeling it a little bit. He name-checked Matt LaFleur. I don't know what's such a big deal. He was having fun. A little fun. Hey, I mean, this rivalry has been so lopsided for so long. Do you mind a little pushback? Are you just not used to it?
It's been dead for quite some time.
Okay. It's alive again.
Well, I mean, you have to win, though.
He's got things going.
Yeah, you have to win. I mean, it'll be alive when y'all win. You have to win, though.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to win. I mean, just because he says a couple words in a press conference doesn't mean necessarily it's live at this point.
I'm not waving the Bears flag. You know that. But I do think that Ben Johnson... showing a little confidence and a little command and charisma in the opening press conference, I'm not going to say that was too far. That was welcome.
I will say this. I'm very happy he's out of Detroit more than it is the fact that he's in Chicago. So from that perspective, I'm happy. I do think he will help Caleb Williams. If Caleb Williams, you know, doesn't progress and become that guy under Ben Johnson, then he's probably not going to progress and become that guy. Having said that, did Ryan Poles fall and hit his head at some point this offseason that he figured out how to actually build a roster through free agency in the trenches?
Well, I think that one of the things we're talking about is related to the other. In all seriousness, I believe that the presence of Ben Johnson has made Ryan Poles a little bit smarter as a general manager and talent evaluator. Because when you are the head coach and you have a salary that makes you the seventh highest head coach, a paid head coach in the league, and you're sitting next to a general manager who basically got a reprieve, he really hasn't done and didn't do enough, in my opinion, to keep his job. When you still have that job and you're sitting next to the most powerful person in your organization, you're probably going to take his lead a lot. And I give Ben Johnson a lot of the credit for identifying what is needed quickly. And you give Ryan Poles credit for doing the job. But I think this is Ben Johnson's vision, and this is what the Bears are carrying it out.
It's on with David Haugh. Morning show, Mully and Haugh, 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at David Haugh. Let's talk about some of the guys that you guys brought in. I think offensive line, obviously, was something that was very key. And as you pointed out, Ben Johnson in Detroit had a really good offensive line. And blocking for Caleb Williams is obviously a big factor here. But if memory serves correct, I'm getting old, so I tend to forget things. Some of the sacks and things that were happening were kind of Caleb Williams' fault as much as it was the offensive line fault. So while this helps, it doesn't probably solve everything for Caleb Williams.
It doesn't, because he has to take responsibility for the sacks that he created by holding on to the ball too long or not being able to process quickly enough. That's part of what you get with a rookie quarterback. I think that will be helped or improved just by experience and by the presence of a coach who's quarterback friendly and also able to call plays that allow the quarterback to get rid of the ball quickly. It can scheme guys open and do things that, frankly, weren't being done under the previous regime. So that's going to be number one in terms of Caleb Williams' improvement and awareness. The infrastructure of the interior being rebuilt and revamped with the three guys they added in the past week will also help tremendously. So the Bears are going to have an offense that actually looks professional, and I think it's going to be a lot more conducive to moving the chains for Caleb Williams and than it has been and in recent years, but certainly his rookie year.
The other part about this is, on the defensive side of the football, we can all say what we want about Eberflus not being a good head coach and so forth, but I still think he's one of the better defensive minds in football. You go out and add a couple of guys in the defensive side of the football. We heard from Grady Jarrett, obviously, or Ed Isle, the Colts outside linebacker that some Packer fans thought he was going to end up in Green Bay, ended up in Chicago. How does that defense change possibly going into next season from what we saw this year?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here.
It changes subtly, but not significantly. I still think that when healthy, that was a pretty good defense. They didn't get to the quarterback enough, and they stopped stopping the run. And they had some injuries that every team goes through. But I think you're right about Matt Eberflus. He was, as a head coach, he was a very good defensive coordinator. But I think that's where it probably stopped. And when you add guys to the mix, Grady Jarrett and Odangbo from Indianapolis, you definitely increase your depth on the front line. And I think the linebackers need to take a step forward and have a better season. Tremaine Edmonds is primarily the guy that was a bigger disappointment. But their secondary remains, when healthy, pretty strong. So I think what you have in Dennis Allen, the new defensive coordinator, a little bit more multiplicity, probably a little bit more of moving guys around that might not have happened with Matt Eberflus, who was maybe a little bit more basic. But Dennis Allen, Matt Eberflus, those are the two guys that are still have been in the league for as long as they have because of their ability to scheme defensively in a way that makes them, you know, makes their units better.
Okay, so the one position everybody seemingly has the Bears taking early in this draft is the running back position. That's where everybody seemingly is with this team. Now, at last check, and I'm scrolling Twitter while I'm talking to you, making sure I didn't miss it since I've been on the radio here, I believe Nick Chubb is out there and available. Do you see the Bears possibly addressing that running back issue at some point here in free agency, or do you think they will go running back early in this draft?
I think it's money they can save in free agency because it's one of the deeper running back drafts in recent memory. With the number 10 pick, if Ben Johnson is enamored with Ashton Jeanty to the extent that he wants to make him the Chicago version of Jahmyr Gibbs or try to, then I think he's got the people's belief and he's on the honeymoon. He's on the football honeymoon. And so he could do that, and I think people would believe it's the right call and they're going to keep an open mind. Because not saying that Ashton Jeanty is going to be Jahmyr Gibbs, but it worked in Detroit when everyone thought that was a terrible pick because of the way that the Lions built their offensive line and they built the weapons around them. So that would be something that gives getting a lot of buzz around the league, in the city, on our show, and I think that it's understandable. But it's a deep draft, so I wouldn't overspend in free agency necessarily. I would definitely, now that you're in a position where you've rebuilt your offensive line, I would still think offensive line maybe at 10 if Will Campbell drops or somebody like that. And then if you don't get Jeanty, then you go into deeper in the draft and you take somebody in the second or third round that can complement DeAndre Swift.
My producer here, Charlie Usen, is, I call him Chicago Charlie. He grew up here in Brookfield, likes all Chicago teams. He's been giggling since yesterday as all this was going on. I would imagine you are getting the same type of reaction on the score.
Definitely. There's a lot of Charlie's giggling on the score and calling us up and telling us how great things are. And I think, and I've said this about the difference between past off seasons before you tell me to slow down. I know that's coming, Sparky. But what's different about this off season? That nobody's planning a parade, but you feel better about it because it does seem like Ben Johnson has changed a lot of things about this franchise. There does seem to be a plan. There does seem to be a vision. You've got a coach who knows how to communicate. And I think that when you have the guy who a lot of people thought was the most attractive head coach available, and then you go out and you attack aggressively your biggest needs, there's a common sense approach to problem solving in Chicago that hasn't existed in a very long time. So, yeah, I mean, it's an off season that we're used to celebrating in city because you don't have a lot of postseasons to even acknowledge if you're a Bears fan. So that's what's going on now. And I said this morning, before you worry about having to sustain success, you've got to achieve it.
Yes.
That's what free agency is all about.
Yep. I think it's the first offseason where I think you could look at the Bears and go, they figured it out. They finally have figured it out. It took forever, but it looks like they finally figured it out. Now, if guys get hurt, that's out of everybody's control. There's nothing you can do about that. But if everybody stays healthy, I don't see how the Bears aren't better. Before we end this, though, I've got to ask. Traders' first season in the books. Y'all finish, 10 games out of first place behind the Brewers. You go out and get Kyle Tucker. You go out and get Ryan Pressly, who might be getting close to a senior citizen discount. So what are the thoughts now? Because everybody nationally is picking the Cubs. The Brewers had their show on MLB Network last night.
And
DeRosa picked the Cubs to win. Yep. And Brian Kenny picked the Cubs to win. So I'm used to it. I mean, this is what we do every year. So where are we at on your Cubs?
Where are we at? Well, Pat Murphy is a friend of mine. I have tons of respect for Murph. Been a longtime Murph guy. But I got to tell you, Craig Counsell, the man who you won't name, Craig Counsell has this team thinking 90 victories. Craig Counsell is in charge of grooming Matt Shaw to be the next third baseman for the Cubs. Craig Counsell is pushing the right buttons for pitching staff that's deeper than he had last year. Craig Counsell has the Cubs on a playoff trajectory. Craig Counsell has the Cubs ready to win the division, and Craig Counsell has the Cubs ready to make a deep run in October. Craig Tober, I think they're going to call it in Chicago.
I heard this last year. All right. We'll see. We'll see how we go. We'll see how we go in year two. I'm telling you right now, man, you're never going to talk to me again if y'all lose this division by 10 again. That's all I'm saying. You're just going to be like, I'm done talking about the Cubs on your show.
I am making no promises, Sparky. None.
David Haw, Molly and Haw, 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Always fun.
Anytime.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.